when breathing can cause cavities. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Breathing in secondhand smoke isn't good for anyone, but it's especially harmful to children. It increases their risk for ear infections, allergies, and asthma. Now a new study suggests that cavities can be added to that list. Andrew Aline and colleagues at the University of Rochester in New York analyzed data from a National Health and Nutrition Survey. It asked thousands of people questions about their health habits and provided results from actual blood tests.
And one of the laboratory tests that they did was to look for serum levels of cotinine. And cotinine is a biomarker of tobacco smoke exposure. It's a metabolite of nicotine, so that the higher one's cotinine level is, the more one has been exposed to tobacco smoke.
The researchers found that the higher the cotinine, the higher the average number of cavities children had. This held true after accounting for factors like race, income, and number of visits to the dentist. Aline says there might be a biological reason for the connection, but only further research will bear that out. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.